What is it that you would recommend that people do if they're trying to deepen and make more meaningful relationships?
I think about this all day long. How do you really teach people how to make deep connections and be able to get into, be able to hold space for other people appropriately? How do I do it? Well, there's lots of practice involved, and I'm constantly, let's see, I work really hard to include just enough like personal story and revealing information to hopefully give someone else permission to be able to feel like they can be vulnerable in return, that potentially that vulnerable place for them can be mirrored. So I put a lot of intention in my content into when I write something, I really want it to do a couple of things. I really want it to make people realize that they're doing enough and that they're already okay. This is really, really important to me. And the noise of the internet, I want to write something, if possible, that creates calm amidst that noise. And that's not an easy thing to do because the very thing of writing something else, another voice, is more noise. But a lot of intention to actually do that. So I actually, when I had my website designed, I gave my website designer, Alana Burke, a photograph of a room. I gave her interior design photographs. This is what I want it to feel like when you get to my website. So it's important to me, as much as possible, to be able to have the people be able to exhale, have a little bit of peace and a little bit of solace, and realize that everything is already okay. And I know that that's one of the most important things ever. So I still protect myself, but I share enough personal fallibility and humor and you know, teaching to be able to accomplish that. But also I want people to feel like their own infallibility as well as their own potential is being mirrored back by the space I create. And those are two just such deep human needs, to be seen and heard and to be validated and witnessed as being okay already. And so that's probably my biggest work. And I think that is something that somebody could do today, is just to step back and consider what their intentions are when they put their workout into the world. And what do they really want? What's that room they want their people to step into? Is it welcoming? Is it demanding? Is it, you know, what is it? And figure out what that intention looks like, what that space is that they're creating for people to step into. Are there leaks in the space? You know, and do that work, like using the, I like to use the building a house or a framework or metaphor, for a metaphor for that. You know, that's the way I think of it, is are there any leaks here where my people are going to fall through, or am I able to create a space that holds them and carries them all the way through the essay or the coaching call or whatever it is that I'm working on. And so, you know, pragmatically that could look like anything for someone. That could look like, you know, writing that down. That could look like, you know, like I do a Pinterest board full of spaces and places that feel comforting to me. You know, whatever that looks like for somebody. A giant vision board or anything like that, though, that would be a totally appropriate way to go about it. Whatever someone's inclination for visualizing is, but even if it's a single photograph, you know, if you were to have a friend over at your house and you wanted them to feel comfortable, what would that look like? If you were to invite a client into your office, what would that look like? Those things probably are a little bit different, but when we're in the world asking people to come into our websites and come into our newsletters and opt in and potentially then develop closer relationships with us by giving us their money for whatever it is we have to give them, what kind of a space are we creating for them? You know, so everybody wants to be seen and heard and witnessed and welcomed, and everybody wants to be allowed to be human and be fallible. So it's important to be able to create safe spaces for people.